listener production.
Hi, it's Lachlan Itter with your local news briefing. Shadow Minister Ros Bates is calling for Health Minister Yvette Dath to ensure surgeries at Mackay Hospital can continue safely, claiming there's reports surgical training accreditation is at risk. A spokesperson for the Hospital and Health Service has told News Corp the hospital is accredited to provide training and it will work with the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons to implement any changes to training that may be required. Surgeries at the hospital continue. A man has been transferred to Mackay Hospital after a dozer reportedly rolled at the Saraji coal mine in the Bowen Basin. He was flown there after earlier being taken to Dysart and was in a stable condition. A spokesperson for BMA says the mine's inspectorate has been notified and visited the site. The state's vacancy rate rose by 0.2% in the December quarter, according to the Real Estate Institute of Queensland. CEO Antonia Mercarella says Mackay has a vacancy rate of 1%.
We did see it rise marginally over that last quarter. It's now sitting at 1%, which is actually the first time that we've seen it at that level since March 2021.
And the Pioneer Valley Nature Reserve southwest of Bowen has been expanded by 287 hectares to preserve conservation areas. Nature refuges are legally binding deals between the state government and private landholders with an agreement to protect and preserve the land. Environment Minister Megan Scanlon says they're designed to protect our wildlife.
Nature refuges are essentially land owned by private individuals where they enter a contract with the Queensland Government to protect and conserve that area for a period of time.
Checking sport now, five Mackay locals will wrap up their time at the Hockey Australia Girls Under 15 Indoor Championships today. The girls proceeded to the grand final following their 7-1 victory over New South Wales yesterday.